Much is being said these days and debated about America's role in a changing world. Emerging out of this debate is a global consensus that no longer should one single power wield a tyrannical hold over the rest of the world. And why do I say tyrannical? Because behind America's wars and bullying around the globe lies a pernicious force that I call Jewish imperialism, fueled by four components of Zionist tyranny: control of the press, control of capital, control of the political process, and control of the military. You see, the U.S. military is in truth in the hands of Zionist Jewry, due to its dependence on the loans the Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank makes to the U.S. government, at interest, by the way. But the world is changing, with new powers, new alliances, and new perceptions evolving. We are now witnessing an emergent Russia, which under the leadership of Vladimir Putin is pulling Europe, especially Germany, away from Judaic influence into its own Christian orbit. With the recent inauguration of the Nord Stream pipeline and the imminent opening of South Stream, pumping Russian gas, heating the homes and fueling the industries of an energy-starved Europe, secures a greater tie than any dominance Jewish imperialism could ever impose. And with the awakening of Islamic populations to a new political awareness and activism, America finds itself between a rock and a hard place. The rock is Russia, and the hard place, Islam rising. General Petraeus nailed it in 2010 when he had the audacity to warn Jewish Senator Carl Levin and his Senate Armed Services Committee that America's favoritism toward Israel jeopardizes American lives and interests in the Islamic enraged Middle East. But someone must have read Petraeus the riot report, for since then, not a peep out of him. But it all resurfaced last month when General Dempsey, head of the U.S. military's Joint Chief of Staff, told a television audience, and bucking, by the way, the powerful Jewish lobby, a force more formidable than any belligerent in the history of wars, that a war for Israel against Iran would not be prudent.
It's not prudent at this point to attack Iran. That's been our counsel to our allies, the Israelis, well known.
Netanyahu, enabled by his American Jewish constituency, actually had the nerve to call General Dempsey a servant of Iran. Believe me, my friends, this kind of Zionist posturing does not play well with those who rule in the upper echelons of the U.S. military, and they don't readily forget. They don't get mad. They get even. Two choices now lie before America, and it will determine its demise or revival. America can either continue its foolhardy subservience to Zionist Jewry's belligerence around the globe, or serve as a model of peacemaking and international cooperation. Only by breaking the power of Jewish imperialism and embracing a Christian-centered morality and compassion can America take the lead as a peacemaker in a bloodied, chaotic, war-wounded world.